Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna
complicate. Woo! Okay, breaking news. I'm starting it right off the bat. This is live as of today, which is January 6th. Today, we just found out about Jen Shah, who is one of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Housewives, and she has been indicted on fraud and a bunch of other things regarding a ploy of frauding others. So they were like using elderly people and fraudulently and threatening them to give them money. It's been a horrific time. We didn't know what was true, what was not. You know, is this really going to happen? Is she going to go to jail? How long? Well, guess what? We found out today. So, first of all, I do just want to say I was messaging my cousin and we were kind of going back and forth about it. And I told her, I said, I predict 6 years. That's what I predict. I didn't think she was going to get the full like 12 years that they were initially saying. Originally, they were saying like, I don't even know. I'm going to say 25 years. So they were saying a lot of years. Guess what? Came out today. 6.5 years. Jen Shah from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City gets 6.5 years in prison. This is wild, which means goodbye to Salt Lake City for her. Like, she is not coming back. It's not like Teresa where they are going to wait for her. She's not that kind of housewife. Like, they're going to move forward with this. They're going to move on with the show or be on hiatus. I mean, who knows at this point with the way this season's been going. But yes, it is chaos, and I don't even know what to say from here. I wanted to just give you that update, and I'm still in shock. A lot of people are like, she should get more years. You know, I agree with that, but I just had a feeling. I was like, she's going to probably get around 6 years. So 6.5 years, she is getting away from her family. So she has February 7th or 17th. February 17th, she has to surrender herself, and that's when she will start her sentence. So until then, she better celebrate her Christmases, her Thanksgivings with her family, because she is going to miss many, many years. And it's tragic. It is sad to think that, but for what she did to all those people, honestly, I don't have sympathy for her as I once did. Reading the orders and the judgments of the courts, it is disgusting what she did to these people. They were reenacting what she would do, making these people cry, saying, you know, did you get her to shut up yet? And this is an elderly woman crying because money is going to be taken from her. Like, it is so horrific what she did that, honestly, good for her that she gets to go to jail. Good. Give those diamonds away. Pay for the ramen noodle in the jail. Screw you. And I really hope Bravo ends all ties with her, even after the 6.5 years. And I don't even want an interview with her. Like, I don't want Andy to sit down with her and talk to her about this. I really, truly wanted to just all go away, not talk about her again, and that's it. She will be in jail for 6.5 years when she comes out, and it's over for her. That's it. Will Salt Lake City even still be on? Who knows? So, it's an absolute mess. But now, when it comes to Salt Lake City, what do we do? We only had 5 housewives this year. Now it's down to 4. What is going to happen with this show? I think they have to bring back Mary Cosby. Bring her back on the show. She was crazy. She was good. And anything that happened with her and the church has been squashed and deemed not true. So bring her on. Give her that extra little pay cut. And or that pay raise, not cut. And and bring her back on the show, because guess what? We need it. Jen is leaving. A lot of it was about her. Season 2 and season 3 was all about her going to jail. So let's move forward and let's start the craziness. This is just insane. So, you know, I hope the victims get their money back or something. I hope they feel justice has been served, but I just don't know. I don't know. Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at @GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today. So this is going to be a short episode, I would imagine. I'm like all over the place. I have a lot to do. So I do want to recap so much. And one of those things is the Idaho murders. So that will not be today. I am trying to get a group together to kind of speak on it and have, you know, hear their opinions and who they thought it was going to be. And then what they felt when they found the murder. So I was in shock, of course. It was sad what happened. And I honestly, it's like it brings you into a place where it's like you wish you were there. Like you wish you could have done something. And, you know, it's kind of that you're in that position where it's like, what could have been done to stop this? And nothing, unfortunately. So, or, you know, maybe if someone locked doors or I don't know, something like that. But regardless, I will have a sit down about that. We will discuss it. It might be a full episode or it might just be a portion of the episode just to kind of give a recap on it. But, you know, to speak about it is just very sad because it is young kids. It's kids my age. You know, it's horrific. So it's very, very scary. And especially with, you know, friends in college, you worry for them because you don't know, like, who are these people with them and who around them when they're not paying attention is after them. You just don't know. So it's so scary. Let's brighten up this atmosphere because it has gotten dark, but New Year's came and went. It was great. It was a lot of fun. Blessed to be with my family. We had a lot of, you know, karaoke shots. I don't even want to talk about the shots. I think it's been on TikTok. My cousin's girlfriend brought it and told me about it. And I wanted to kill her. Yvonne, yes, you. She didn't even warn me that these shots are going to be strong until I took it. And I saw it was like 49% alcohol. It is called 99 Proof. Yeah, 99 Proof. And it comes in a variety of flavors. And it was just like a little shot. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it. We go walk to the bar. And and we're opening them, and I'm like, oh, what is it? And they're like, oh, I don't even know. Like, but here's flavors. So I think I got like the raspberry or something like that. And I'm like, okay, one, two, three, we shoot. And this is, okay, this is coming from me who loves tequila. Like, I love tequila. I could shoot tequila. I could drink tequila on the rocks all night long. I love tequila. And this was worse than tequila. So that is what threw me for a loop. We shot that shot back, and I was staring. My cousin and I were staring at each other. She looked like she saw a ghost. I looked like I like could not breathe. We were just like, like, what is this? It was not good. So we... Sorry, I needed a drink. So we shot it. And we were just in shock. And then after, we're like, what the hell was that? And we looked and we're like, oh no. Oh no. We cannot, I cannot have another one. I was like, I will be dead. Like, I will be dead. That's it. I will be knocked out. I can't do this. So she was on her second. I was like, what? And... who else? Whatever. We all, everyone did one, and we all, like, our faces were just like, I felt like the movie Death Becomes Her, where she fell down the stairs, and then she was, like, alive again and walking, and then she was, like, this to her chest when, like, her neck fell. Like, that's how it felt. I just don't know. She, oh my God. That's all I kept thinking about was Meryl Streep in Death Becomes Her, where she couldn't breathe with her neck, like, flipped around. And... now I could laugh at it, of course, but in the moment, I was not okay. I was like, this is scary. Oh, and then I went to go sit down, and that's when I started feeling it, and I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, this is not good. This is not good. Anyway, it was fine. We sang karaoke all night. It was a lot of fun. So, but yeah, it, you know, the New Year's chaos is what I call it, but for this year, it, you know, it's so funny. I'm like, I try every year, I do my same old resolution, like, let's lose some weight for the summer so you're, you know, thrilled. Like, I love summer to begin with, and I do not care. It could be 300 pounds or 200 pounds. Like, I will take off my shirt, live my best life. But to kind of feel in the moment and be like, yes, like, look at my body, like, you know, enjoy it. I would love that too. So that is usually my resolution. Not this year. This year, that could go on the back burner. I truly do not care. This year, we love everyone. That is my New Year's resolution. We love everybody. And that's it. I could talk about you all I want, but at the end of the day, we love everybody. We love everyone. I'm not, like, I can't, like, anyone that came in my life, left my life, it's okay. Like, listen, we love everybody, because I'm not going to be in that situation where something goes, oh, like, something bruised and something goes wrong. Like, I'm in a place where I don't care. I love everyone. So say what you want, do what you want. Listen, I'm going to look at you and say, okay. And, you know, I say that now, but I'm a fire sign. So don't hold it against me, please. When you see me throwing hands or throwing words at people. But yeah, as of right now, I will say I love everyone and we love everyone, because me, I feel like my body is multiple. Like, I feel like I as one and multiple inside. Like, so we love everybody. God bless everyone. So we talked about Jen Shah. We talked a little bit about the murders. We spoke about New Year's Eve chaos. Last, I did want to talk about Harry and William. They are not well right now. Their families are fighting. Everything is not looking good. I mean, they are throwing each other under the bus, around the bus, on top of the bus, into the bus. The bus is on fire and they're throwing each other on it. Like, it is not good. Harry is just saying, like, how William wanted to fight him, or, like, grabbed his necklace and his pearls. And they were, like, arguing with each other. And I'm just like, I'm like, I don't know. I was like, my siblings and I get into fights all the time. And it's like petty little things. And we will argue like no tomorrow. And then the next day, we're fine. So I just feel like he's at a point where this is, okay, this is my prediction. I feel like I should do a prediction on this. Okay? I did not watch the Meghan and Harry Netflix series because I just feel like I know most of it already, so I don't need to see them in another light. I see them enough in the light. So I'm not a fan of any of them. I just want to start that off right now. I believe that Harry could have been persuaded by Meghan to kind of be like, let's leave. And Meghan thought that this was going to give her and him, Harry, opportunities in the United States. And I think it kind of backlashed a little bit because, I mean, they still have a Netflix series. They're still getting paid. She was on like some Disney Plus thing. But I don't think it was as much as she thought it was. I think she thought she was going to be on every, you know, every movie. She was going to be in every TV show. She was just going to be doing it all. And that wasn't the case. So instead, what they do is they kind of start bashing each other and going back and forth to kind of cause this stir. The queen dies in the midst of it all. Okay. So now they go back. They have to pay their respects, all that stuff. William's pissed. Like, why are you coming back to this family when all you did was bash us? He's like, that's still my grandmother, blah, blah, blah. They get into a fight. Okay. Maybe. This is a prediction. It's all legend. All a legend. So Harry's not happy about that. He goes back. Boom. He's like, you know what? Let's do a little interview. I'll talk about this because it's a lot. I predict that they will be divorced. They will get divorced only because it's a lot. It's a lot for Meghan. It's a lot for Harry. And to really have this pressure all the time and things just aren't really going their way at this point as of right now. I know he has a book, so let's see what happens. But as of right now, things just are not going his way and her way. So I really feel like a divorce might happen. And he's going to go back to the royal family with his tail between his legs. And they will accept him back. And they will make his child a prince again. Like the prince title. And we'll move on from there. But other than that, this just looks really, really bad and sketchy, especially when it comes to family. I feel like, and I know what everyone's gonna say, do not attack me saying like, okay, but toxic family's toxic family. Okay, but that is one, of course, if you are in a toxic family, leave. I've done it in my family. You need to leave, but not when it's your immediate family and you're in the public eye like that. Let's speak about it. Let's create an end to this. Let's discuss. Are we going to stay a family or are we just not going to talk anymore? Like, that's something you really have to talk about. And it's not something to do in the public eye. I really don't think so, because words are going to be misprinted and you know, you're going to say something that doesn't sound right. And then there we go. It's going to be an endless cycle. So I hope they do something. I hope something happens. And I hope they all get together, including with Meghan. I mean, Meghan seems like a nice person. And this isn't her fault. I just feel like she was dealt in a situation where she kind of had to pick or choose. Do I stay with him or do I leave him? And we'll see what happens. I mean, That's my prediction. So we'll see what happens with that. Imagine if I'm right. If I'm right, this better be on every podcast, and I better be interviewed by Barstool Sports, the New York Times. Like, I better get front page cover. Okay? That's all I have to say about that. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, I thank you so much for tuning in this week. Again, it is a very, very short episode, but juicy, I would say. And I hope that Jen's family is finding closure. I hope William Harry and Kate? Oh my God, what's their name? Harry and Meghan. I hope they find closure and they find a solution in their family. And I hope the families of those that were murdered in the Idaho case also has found closure regarding this mess. And I am just keeping my thoughts with everybody during those times in this time. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in this week. And I will see you all next week. Bye.